You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right.
Man, I don't know if this is Wake Up Tucson or Wake Up Vladivostok.
We'll get to that. Don't you worry. Moose and squirrel. Welcome to the Wednesday edition. We're going to finish strong here.
Hey, Rocky.
Thank you. You have gotten into the voice thing so good. From Tricky Dick yesterday to your Bullwinkle this morning. Very nice. Let's give Matt a little, hold on. I love it. Yes, we'll get to
my Hitlers.
We'll get to a true God and country patriots only news coverage recently, which is was it the Daily Worker? No, it was Yuri Gagarin Daily? Something. We'll get it before it's over. It's so good.
Happy hump day.
After Mark cried about no food yesterday, I decided we're going strong after Mark left. love you, babe.
Kinder Hook is saying, oh, that DeSimone.
So we're going to, Matt and I, we're running best subs on Friday.
Yeah.
Matt and I have driving school that we have to teach.
Yeah, teaching. So, the first ever Tucson Politician Driving School. That'll be fun.
But we got some amazing best ofs. We got the Don Dickinson story about that thing and with me and Bruce that day. And then we have Lori and Amanda.
D-Day.
Talking about their D-Day experiences. So it's all going to be a fun show. Big shoe.
Indeed.
So we got that going. So tomorrow, Juan Almanza to kick off the America's Best Mexican Food City interview series.
Oh my goodness!
And so I made a big thing of baked rigatoni last night.
Dear Lord,
made two pans.
Holy cow!
So I just brought a.
Which army were you expecting?
Oh, we got armies. Okay. So one of the pans got immediately frozen for service later this week,
That's a good thing.
So we're going to do that. But I decided to bring a couple of chunks for the morning crew here, and I also picked some fresh basil off the basil bush in the backyard of the DeSimone compound. So I'm gonna do like little tears of the basil on top. So should be good, very very good.
So how do you keep it from bolting? I mean, are you constantly out there pinching off the when it tries to bloom?
Yes. You do pinch off your blooms. You do it too
unlike
often.
Unlike other plants.
If you do well, it too often, you can go blind.
The blooms are encouraged, yes.
So my basil, right. I had something that was, I don't know what was eating my basil. I don't know if it was, I don't know what
good
it was.
Good Italian pest.
So I made a cage.
Pest with good taste.
Added some of that hardware netting stuff, whatever you call it, and ever since I get one of the plants from, for some reason, the ones from Sprouts are the best that seem to be able in relation to supermarket kind of plant.
Yeah,
never basil from Home Depot is like stay alive for about 11 days and then it's toast.
Okay,
and get the biggest pot you can because it's gonna blow and go. And it's the last couple. This one I got now is like the Death Star of basil. That's how beautiful it is.
Okay.
It's a great, big, beautiful basil plant. It's a great, big one. So anyway, we're going to do that. We're going to do that for breakfast. I talked to Kenny at the drive. He said he bought the number 7 at McDonald's on the way in. I should have told. Not that I have Kenny's cell phone, but which was 2 sausage burritos, a hash brown and a coffee. So he's not hungry, but. You know, me, you, Bednarik, and we'll get some for Ted Maxwell. He's going to be here at 7, so
sweet.
on his tie and shirt, he might get some pasta on it, but it should be good. Grant Kruger's coming up at Jump in Tucson. Hopefully, maybe he comes in early. I want to do a little crossover if possible. Grant, if you're listening, I don't call people. I just say on the air, Grant, can you come in, bud? I want to talk about, we can't do that. We do have solidarity today, don't we? All right. Forget about Grant. Stay home. No, I'm just kidding.
Stay home. Until 9. You need to be here by 9.
Well, let's see what happens.
All right.
Anyway,
It's the greatest workaround I've ever seen to minimum wage laws.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the chicken...
Bunch of erudite bureaucrats got outfoxed.
And then Joshua Jacobson was filling me in on the rest of the story on that, on how that's going to proceed. And it's pretty wild. It's wild and wacky. Tomorrow, Schweikert and Goldwater. And Goldwater wants to talk about Chris Mays and the crew going after ESAs. We'll talk about that. But what else do we got here? We got a Kamala Harris border czar update. Open borders and drug seizures. We got to get that. I'm not letting anyone bag on J.R.R. Tolkien because J.D. Vance is a fan. Should be a badge of honor, not a badge of shame.
Isn't that one? I know we talked about it yesterday, but that one just
not enough.
Caught me right off guard.
We're going right for the throat. That's where we're going
with. Yeah.
What else do we got here today? Wadsack loses the endorsement of the Fraternal Order of Police after the 71 and a 35. Good news for everybody. Candy corn was at Fry's yesterday. Fall has begun on July 20, whatever it is. Welcome to fall, my friends. Don't worry, pumpkin spice stuff's coming out in about 2 weeks. So pumpkin spice tires, we're going to do it all.
You bet.
It's going to be the best. Let's see. We're finding out that four times the amount of local Secret Service agents were covering Jill Biden the same day that Trump was shot.
Sure.
We got that going for us.
Well, she's been the president all this time. Well, so.
One of them. Chuck Schumer endorses Kamala for president, and no one claps even after he asked them to, which I love. let's see. We'll talk about Kamala wants to always go back. We're going to go. Oh, now things are going to, you know, the internet doesn't lie. She wanted to defund police. She's a defund police. Mm-hmm. And she also compared our immigration and border agents to the KKK. So we got that going for us. She's going to boycott the Netanyahu speech to Congress like anyone cares. Also, there was a watch out for the insurgence of the anti-Israel people shutting down the Congress. They already did something already, but those won't be insurgents. Those will be freedom fighters.
Got to put fences up. I bet you the Speaker of the House will not turn down extra police protection for this.
Correct.
Right? Unlike his predecessor. Well, two predecessors ago.
No horse race. You'll see some discussions about no horse racing in Rito. And, of course, DeFilippo has shot off the
op-ed.
You are correct.
Good for her.
TUSD DSEG funds at risk. Safe Kitchen says they're going to drop menu prices. So we'll talk about that.
Okay.
I got an email from listener Gene about Pima County early voting sites. It feels like you had one job kind of discussion.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this. Okay.
Also at 6:30, we're going to do, probably at 6:30, I want to do a Laura Conover reading hour. Okay, where we're going
to
read.
Do I have to put on a dress?
Would you like to?
No.
Okay.
I didn't know if this is like the story hours that were popular these
days. We're not doing drag story hour here at Wake Up Tucson. Right. We're going to do the letter from the former diversion program manager, Jordana.
All righty.
And then we're going to do, this is a letter to the Star that says, domestic violence survivor for Mike Jetty.
Yeah.
So we're going to do those two readings at 6:30 hour. And I was just having a discussion earlier this morning about how many cops that are right on the edge of their 20 years or whatever, or past their 20 years, if Conover and Nanos get back in, they're just out. They're either going to take the money and go to Queen Creek or retire early.
There you go.
I mean.
For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction.
Yep. So, all right. We'll come back. I want to read this email from listener Gene, and then We're doing 1972, the one that we're doing presidential election year playlist. This is the one where Tricky Dick came back briefly. Oh, we're going back to 1968 again.
Oh, did I do that?
Matt Neely.
No, I just look at that. What in God's green earth? Oh,
yeah.
No wonder you instantly realized that it wasn't the right playlist.
Oh, 1972.
Who could it be now?
We're going to do wrong song. Little Emerson, Lake, and Palmer from the beginning from the Trilogy album. Here we go. Wake up, Tucson. 10:30, The Voice. Local news and talk. It's, you know. I mean, the man's made so much money mumbling through songs. God bless him. 6:23 in the morning here on Wake Up, Tucson. 10:30, The Voice. We're playing the 1972 presidential election playlist. Now, Matt, when... Pima County voting elections had a problem with this thing called a calendar. Calendar. That's right. Calendar.
Yeah.
It's a newfangled invention. Al Gore invented it just last
week. Julian or something, yes.
And Pima County put that instead election day on the sample ballot and very, in, you know, 49,000 point font, that election day was the 30th of August, which is the Friday of Labor Day weekend. And not the 30th, which is next Tuesday.
Yes.
Of July, of course.
July, not August. Yes.
Now, Gene's pointed out another calendar problem for Pima County. And
you would think that would be all the calendar problems that they had is just getting the month wrong. But you're telling me there's another one.
But wait, there is more. So if you go through their little site here, this is the email they sent out. And this is the, she sent me the page. This is listener Gene, recorder.pima.gov/early voting sites.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It says, they talk about early voting sites and it talks about the Friday before.
Sure.
Election day, right?
26th, right?
Is that right?
Correct.
26th, yeah.
You're correct.
Okay.
You are good. But of course,
I don't know if there's a calendar behind me. Ergonomically, I think I'm going to do something about that. But sorry to distract.
It's so good. So good. Once it hits the lips, so good. So what we got here is it says early voting, in-person early voting runs from July 3rd. Right?
Correct.
And then it says, in parentheses after this sentence, right, it says, starts 27 days before and runs till the Friday before Election Day.
Okay.
Right? Then on the next one, it talks about emergency voting.
Emergency. That's Saturday and Sunday, Chris. Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is, so they say emergency voting is available on the Friday preceding the election. And up to 5 p.m. on the Monday preceding the election. That's what it says on there.
I believe emergency voting is only Saturday and Sunday, I think.
So what she has is, so this is the confusion. She says early voting runs from July 3rd through the 27th. But in their own words, it says starts 27 days right. And runs until the Friday after Election Day. Election Day.
Yeah, yeah.
So what she's saying is they're telling you it's the Friday. But it really says the 27th in the same sentence.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yes,
again,
that's
Pima County.
Very observant. Yeah. I've looked at the same table that she's looking at numerous times, and that was a great catch.
So Pima County doesn't, again, elections have huge problems.
Again, they're trying to say, look, we're doing it right. You guys are all a bunch of conspiracy nuts. And then, well, we're not dotting I's and crossing T's. Or even getting months right in one instance.
And
And
Billy Beard says, look, and again, another reason any candidate R or D that loses the primary by a few hundred votes will have grounds to sue.
Right. That was my big thing with the other one. And I think it came up in your conversation with Joanne on Monday, but the package we got, I think it's the same sample ballot that everybody got. We just got one of each. I don't know why, but we just got one of each. an R and a D, and they both had the wrong date is the point I'm trying to make. So I know you guys talked about that on Monday.
No, I'm with you. But anyway,
so it's not like one side or the other.
So Pima County screws up election dates one more time, just to let you know.
Sure.
All right, let's sneak Windows on before we get to bottom of the hour news. Windows, beautiful picture of Tiger Lily. She.
Did you catch that?
Just keep talking. Don't worry about whatever you did.
Oh, well, I got classical on while I listened to you on the phone in one ear.
Beautiful.
And then when Dennis Prager came on, it turned into like a masterpiece theater moment of serenity and just the music and Dennis.
I am very excited to play Sibelius's Finlandia for you. Sorry, what are you going to say?
So don't be ragging on Lou Reed. I listened to him in high school, but I didn't have a leather jacket.
He still sucks, but keep going.
But he does mumble. He doesn't suck so much. He is the worst guitar player. Him and Keith Richards are vast for the raunchiest guitar. And by the way, Matt,
Keith Richards
man,
is much Keith Richards is much voice. Better than Lou Reed.
Yeah. You need to get Matt a show. What matters with Matt?
Oh,
I'm telling you.
Matt matters.
It would work.
I love it.
Yeah, well, of course Matt matters. Well, but it's the morning after Kamala.
Matt Lives Matters. And, that's the show. Matt Lives Matters. That's what we're going to call it. He's only going to have guests that are named Matt.
But all I'm getting with Kamala is, what a tour de force of propaganda. Not since the Soviet Union has such a propaganda volley launched against the United States. Or soccer in the 70s might compare to it too. The soccer launch in the 70s. You might have been a little young.
Too young.
Had
too
to
young.
Endure force-fed soccer in the mid 70s.
All right, I got to get going. Chris, have a good day. Give a hug to Tiger Lily for me.
God bless. Godspeed.
Later, buddy. All right, we come back. I'm going to read Jordana Carvalho, who is the former diversion program manager for Laura Conover, and then a domestic violence survivor for Mike Jetty. And then I'm going to start serving baked rigatoni in about 15 minutes for breakfast. Wake up. All right, 1972 presidential election year. Tricky Dick's back again. Good thing Maxwell is going to be here at 7 so we can get him over to... Tricky Dick will be at Biggie Burger on Camino Real. That's where him and Checkers will be. So
there we go.
Make it happen. All right. Welcome back to Wake Up Tucson. I'm heating up the baked rigatoni, and then I have my lusty basil here, as we like to say. Looking good. Looking good.
All right.
Sounds like a name of an exotic dancer. Lusty Basil. So we know that Laura Conover is an absolute train wreck of a human being. And if she gets back in, she'll be worse. Way worse. And she'll write things like mandate from the people. They love me. They really love me. And the rest of us are just screwed in Pima County. Right? If you want a signpost of, like, what's your last straw of moving out of Pima County? There's Bednar. Good. I got food for everybody this morning. So,
what do you got?
Baked rigatoni, and then I'm going to do a little fresh basil chiffonade on top.
Nice.
So, we're making it happen. Nice. So, I'm taking care of the basil right now for you guys while I do a radio show.
Dear Snoop Dogg is carrying the Olympic torch.
Snoop Dogg is carrying the Olympic torch? This sounds like an amazing joke.
Eiffel Tower in the opening ceremonies.
Is he?
Yep.
Oh, I thought he was going to smoke the...
light up something. He's got the torch, and you got the plate full of green leafy substance there.
That's
so.
True. I do have a plate of green leafy substance, so maybe he'll... This is why...
That's a role reversal there, I think.
This is why he's associated with the Arizona Bowl, so he can get close to my green leafy stuff. That's what I think. So.
Thank you, Chris.
It's coming soon. Next commercial break, I'll be dishing up, so be ready. All right, so if we're going to talk about Conover again after we're talking about Basil. I thought Basil is much more important than Conover. So I think Jetty has done an admirable race here and spending a good amount of money, and he's really pushing it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And if somehow the ideologues and the old white liberal ladies who love her somehow...
If the party machine generates the votes, because they're very good at get out the votes, they're very good at going door to door and making sure people have filled out their ballot. And if you need some help, you know, we're here to help you because we're helpful folks.
There's two things. If you want a signpost of Pima County doom, is Jennifer Allen wins the Democrat primary in 3 and Conover wins.
And just remember, the people that are probably going to tell you to vote for Conover, they're the same people that called one of their own a racist for asking questions about the elections department, which apparently, in retrospect, those were valid questions.
We're still looking good, as we like to say. All right, let's get to the, I call it, you know, they used to have the Christian Science Reading Room. This is the Laura Conover Reading Room segment.
Okay, all right.
I almost
feel like we need some theme music.
We blew it in our pre-show meeting. We didn't.
Play the Toby Keith, what do you think about me, you know?
Jordana Carvalho is the former diversion manager at the Pima County Attorney's Office. Let's start off. Pima County Attorney Laura Conover has decimated the diversion programming at the Pima County Attorney's Office. Remember, she's the former program manager for the diversion program.
You would think that's one program that she would want to see flourish because that's a theme of hers, is diversion.
Programming, this is what's so beautiful about this, is that this woman feels like she's in the hard left world and she hates Laura Conover. It's vitally important, to providing restorative justice. Hold on, let's get that word out for her. That gets a ding. And an alternative to prosecution for those who've committed nonviolent crimes. According to the deferred prosecution reports published on the Arizona Prosecuting Attorneys Advisory Council website, the year before the what's-her-face got in and COVID, they processed 1,300 cases through 10 different adult diversion programs and 321 juvie cases through 18 community justice boards led by 97 volunteers with a success rate of those youths of 94%. Now, I don't know what success means in this connotation. They didn't sure. Go back to committing a crime.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. Okay. Conover ran for election in 2020 on the platform of promising to expand diversion at the PCAO and to add to a new adult restorative justice diversion program. Like many employees then, I was excited to work for her, especially because I am passionate about diversion. I wonder if that's on her dating profile. I'm passionate about diversion. Don't know if she's married or not, and was making a career at a facilitating various diversion programs. I was proud to have been the staff liaison, lead staff liaison to, what do we got here? Various diversion programs. I was proud to have been recently assumed management responsibility for the adult diversion program as well. While I thoroughly enjoyed my time under the previous administration, I was excited to have a new county attorney who shared a passion for diversion and made it a focal point of her campaign. Unfortunately, Conover broke her campaign promise. She did not expand diversion. Now, this is a great line about Conover. Instead, her absenteeism to...
Wowie, wow, wow.
Too many MacArthur Foundation martini parties.
Apparently so.
Her absenteeism and disdain for all of those who work for her predecessor, including me, damaged all divisions and programs across the office. My heart is broken by what she failed to do and the impact that it had office-wise, wide, and most importantly, to Pima County as a whole. This is the lefty diversion lady
right.
Talking about Laura Conover's absenteeism and disdain for anyone who previously worked for Barbara
right.
Made it a train wreck, not just for the county attorney's office, but for the county as a whole. She did only 580 diversion cases, less than half the number under her predecessor. At a year-end report, CJB's, which is the Community Justice Board, processed roughly only 70 cases. There have been many guest opinions written regarding Conover's administration and her blatant lack of engagement to pressing issues and basic job duties. When you look at the robust variety of diversion programs that still exist, the one thing that's missing is Conover showing any true interest in expanding participation. When she took office, it took her almost a year to acknowledge the volunteers.
Well, you can't acknowledge volunteers during COVID, Chris. Come on. There's a pandemic, for crying out loud.
I resigned from my position as the diversion director after being unable for a period of 3 years to get her to be even willing to meet with me. 3 years!
It's like Biden not having cabinet meetings forever.
Wouldn't meet with this lady, the diversion director, for 3 years to get her to be even willing to meet with me to discuss what could be done and the innovative ways to help more people in Pima County. There was precious little support from Conover for diversion. While her leadership team tried, they were left without answers. It became clear diversion was a talking point for Conover, not something she was willing or able to implement in reality. This is why I enthusiastically support Mike Jetty. I urge all those voting in the Democrat primary election who care about diversion from prosecution and referral to treatment programs to join me in voting for Mike Jetty. Again, Jordana Carvalho is the former diversion program manager for the Pima County Attorney's Office.
Man, you can't make that up.
Let's go to Laura Conover Reading Room Part D. This was in the Arizona Dead Star this morning. Domestic violence survivor for Mike Jetty. The issue is personal to me. I'm a survivor of domestic abuse and violence. I was in a 9-year abusive relationship. As time passed, the abuse grew exponentially in frequency and violence. On April 27th, 2023, my ex-partner pushed me to the ground and strangled me from behind. By the grace of God, I was able to break free and call 911. He was charged with felony aggravated assault. I cannot express fully the devastation and confusion I felt, and trying to navigate the judicial system was extremely difficult, frustrating, and bordering on the impossible. No one from the county attorney's office reached out to help. I had no idea what to do, how to proceed. I was never informed of court dates, what to expect, nothing. The police gave me a pamphlet to get in touch with the Emerge Center Against Domestic Abuse. I did get a phone call from the detective assigned to the case, but I received no help from the county attorney's office. Now, I heard from someone that Emerge actually kind of is coming out for Jetty and against Conover. So, which is interesting. Evidence was presented by a detective to the county, the office of Laura Conover. When speaking with the detective regarding the evidence I submitted, he stated, "This is bad." To which I replied brokenly, "Yes, it is." But less than a month later, I received a letter from Conover's office stating that due to lack of evidence, the case was being dropped. When I informed the detective about their decision, he was bewildered and appalled, as I was. There was more than enough evidence to prosecute, and there is more than what was submitted. The Victim Compensation Board granted me compensation, demonstrating that I'm very grateful for the program. I'd help with lost wages while my throat was healing.
Yeah. No evidence.
I do not believe my case was properly reviewed by Conover's office, relentlessly via emails, calls, victims, advocates, and in-person inquiries. I tried to speak with leadership regarding my case, and I continue to be ignored. I know that I'm not the only domestic violence survivor victim being ignored, not the only one who isn't receiving help or support. This has to change. We desperately need change. We need a county attorney who holds abusers accountable for the survivors, the current victims trying to get out, and show other abusers that this will no longer be tolerated or kept quiet. We need a county attorney who will show survivors that they are valued. Represent us, support us. Let's elect Mike Jede to be our new county attorney. He has a history of standing up for those who commit to standing up to those who commit domestic violence. Laura Conover said victims who speak out in support of Mike. This nails it. Laura Conover says victims who speak out in support for Jede are being exploited for political purposes. The spin of Conover is very similar to the spin of Wadsack. All right. Politically, they're different, but literally in relation, they're both strident, overly strident, and at the same time, nothing is ever their fault. Not an ounce of humility to either of them.
That's a fair observation.
All right. That'd be a reality show. I want to do a cross country trip with Conover and Wadsack in a Tesla going cross country. It'd be like that show.
Make sure you charge the darn thing.
Remember the one they did with Shatner and Terry Bradshaw where they went across the country? It'd be the same thing. I want Conover and Wadsack in that red Tesla of hers, right? Just speeding across 35 zones at 71 the entire... It's not like Conover will prosecute anyone for a crime anyway, so we'll be fine. Anyway, Conover said victims who speak out in support for Jede are being exploited for political purposes. That is ridiculous. We want a county attorney who will be a voice for us. That is not exploitation. It's the support we deserve. Conover has not supported victims. We need someone who will. That someone is Mike Jede. Janae Page is a strong survivor of domestic abuse and violence. We do that, the Frau from Austin Powers, and she screams, release something. Release Ron Barber right now. Ron Barber, can you get a letter to an op-ed that says Janae is confused and being exploited? Could you and Nina Traceoff combine on a super terrific op-ed that says Janae Page is being abused by evil Republican businessmen? Could you do that for me, please? Jeez, Ron Barber. What a joke. All right, we're going to, speaking of jokes, wait till we get to holidays coming up in the next segment. I'm going to give the basil's ready for shredding. And I'm going to give the baked pasta rigatoni one more shot here. Ah, here we go. The theme song for ARPA. Here we go. Candyman, here we go. All right, we're doing 1972, a little Back Off Boogaloo by Ringo. Much better, one of his better tunes is the Back Off Boogaloo. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Remember, if you need a little help with your ballots, and you can bring it on your phone, or you can just write yourself a little cheat sheet. I did do a voter guide on my DeSimoneHQ.com blog. So go to DeSimoneHQ.com, hit the blog page, and you'll see my. You'll see my voter guide. So I am honored.
You have the right date on yours.
I do have the right date on mine. So I was just looking at the stats on that page. So since I did that, put it up a couple of Sundays ago, about 600 people have accessed the guide. So I know Wadsack said that only 36 people listen to my show. So I'm sure I have legislative immunity on that. We'll be fine. we got to get to some holidays today. Let's see. Hold on. Okay, we got to do this. We got to do that. We'll do this. All right. Ted Maxwell's coming up in the third hour, and then Chris from Solidarity should be calling up. It's Amelia Earhart Day today. It's Cousins Day. As we talk about the demise of restaurants and tipped servers, it's National Drive-Thru Day. Wait till I get to this restaurant story in the third hour about this place, a couple places in New York, and a couple other stories are popping up of other places.
Literally robot chicken.
You are robot chicken. Look at you. Damn. Matt, how's the rigatoni? Are we okay?
It's fabulous. It's really good. Thank you, Chris.
This is what we do for breakfast. Filthy Pirate Coffee and Rigatoni. National Thermal Engineer Day. So all you nerds and that thing thought, well, they'll never give us a holiday. Here's your day. Stop complaining, you big whiners. It's Pioneer Day. And a magical substance that makes people forget about things in Tucson, it's called Tequila Day.
Okay.
National Tequila Day. So we got that going for us. And it's National Tell an Old Joke Day. Matt, what do you call... this is not an old joke. These are bad jokes. What do we call... what do you call a sheep who can sing and dance?
I don't know. What do you call a sheep that can sing and dance?
Lady Baba.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I gave my handyman a to-do list, but he only did jobs 1, 3, and 5. Turns out he only does odd jobs.
Okay. Saw that one coming. Sure.
Matt, why can't dinosaurs clap their hands?
Why?
Because they're extinct, of course.
Thank you.
What do mermaids use to wash their fins?
I don't know.
Tide. Let's see. What vegetable does the best kung fu?
Squash.
Broccoli. Thank you very much. let's see what else we can do. I want to get one more before we get to the call. Hi, I'm Cliff. Drop over sometime. What the heck? I was going to make a joke about retirement, but it did not work. All right, let's get the Brush Fire Sean. Brush Fire Sean, good morning.
Oh my God. I'm going to go ahead and call this national holiday not a Whopper Wednesday. Do not go to Burger King today.
Thank you.
Get burritos or tacos and pizza. Not a Whopper Wednesday. National holiday. And today, Chris, I had to call because I'm from Utah. And whether or not you know this, when you said Pioneer Days, today is the biggest holiday in Utah. Sometimes you say, oh, this isn't Provo. Yes, today is a bigger holiday than the 4th of July in Utah. There's Pioneer Days in Utah. It's the days that the, they were pushing their hand carts from Missouri when men were men.
Yes.
Women were just as bad as the men. This is the day they came over the thing. And Brigham said, there's the promised land. 24 July, I think it was 1847. Oh, sorry. Days of 47. That's what it's called. Days of 47. Sorry. I missed. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So anyway, yeah, they're doing it up big in Utah today, man. They
It is a big more fireworks today than the 4th of July.
So what they get crazy is they take their apple juice and they shake it really hard so it looks like beer because that's how big of a day it is. So
they take their Martinelli. That's right. They pour it in a glass like they're drinking Chardonnay. That's exactly right. That's what I had as a kid. Martinelli.